Classic Business, Digital Economy.
Well, from conscious leaders to innovative entrepreneurs we go. And with the amount of time we click, I agree to the terms of service online, you'd assume that we're all very well-read internet users with at least a basic understanding of the state of our data privacy. But we all know deep down that we'd never really read the terms and conditions anyway. They're often headache-inducing documents, which in the context of trying to create a Facebook account or set up your Gmail can seem overly tedious. And in the age of convenience, there is at least a tool for almost every need, and there has been a recent development that will help us with the terms and conditions. It's called TOSDR, or Terms of Service Didn't Read, and it's a project which started back in 2012 aiming to fix what they call the biggest lie on the internet. On the line from Belgium, we have TOSDR's lead developer and project manager, Christopher Talib. Christopher, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hi.
Now, let's start actually in 2016, not in 2012, when you met TOSDR founder Hugo Roy. How did you get involved in the project, and what really inspired to help them develop the site, considering it was a little more than a side project at the time?
Well, it still is a side project, but the idea was that I already knew the project for a while because it was pretty known in the small world where I was evolving, and I met Hugo, which was a good friend at the time, which still is a good friend, and told me, well, I have this project and nothing is changing for the past year and a half. Do you want to get involved there to give some energy? And at that time, I was looking into a new project in New Horizon, so I just say yes, and that's the whole story.
What is your background?
So I studied political science in Brussels, Belgium, but then I got involved a lot into everything that has linked with digital activism, so freedom online, censorship, surveillance. And at that time, I was working for an NGO defending civil rights online in France. So that's how I ended up here.
So you're the man to go to when it comes to things like the Electronic Freedom Foundation as well. Now, when we look at this, it really was thanks to technology that you were able to bring this to fruition, because you initially struggled because you didn't have the software needed to contribute to the site. What was the importance of creating your platform, Phoenix?
So the idea, the bottleneck where TOSDR was stuck at that time was that it had good view, good communication for the first years of the project. However, we couldn't scale it. There was no way to make the people actually participate into the project without having a human intervention. So, for example, before we were using a forum, and everyone was giving their idea on the forum, which was great. However, there were no transformation of that input into the website. During 3 months, Hugo, who was working as an intern for the project, managed to put all the data that was put in the forum by users on the website by hand on the HTML and the JavaScript, which was really lengthy and really hard. However, at some point, they decided, the team at that time decided to code a new tool. It was called Edit. It was previous version, but it didn't work well because we didn't find anyone who was willing to develop that. So when I joined the project, I first tried to find a developer. That didn't happen, so I decided to code it myself.
Just give us an indication or an example of exactly how this new system operates to rank and rate different terms of service agreements on websites.
So nothing really changed in the way we are doing it. However, the tools change, and they're trying to, and by the way, we are making it easier. So what we're doing is that when we're reading terms of service, we divide them into points. So those are a specific case, a specific input of the terms of service. For example, can you delete your account, yes or no? And we let users decide if it's good, bad, it's neutral, or is it a real blocker for them? Because our knowledge comes from the user. We are not a legal group. We are not experts. The idea that we want is that any kind of user on the internet can create its own knowledge through that, a little bit like Wikipedia.
Ah.
So what you're doing with this platform is that people can input the points. They rate it. We have a curator. We have curators that are like moderators that allow them, that are going to review the point for consistency, if they have all details, if it's not a duplicate, and so on. And then it goes live on the website. And the general average of each point, which is are rated from 1 to 10, but that's something that will disappear in the newer version of the platform because this will only happen behind the scene, gives the general class of the website. So the thing is, of course, all our the knowledge that we are building won't be perfect. It won't be the exact feeling of what's good or bad. However, regarding from legal point of view, good and bad are relative, and as well as the user feeling about a certain website. So it could be sometimes that certain thing on the website, on the TOS of the website, will are considered as good from some user and some other user as bad. So if we have those problems, we try to solve that through discussion, through the forum. However, we can see that most of users, after years and years of accepting those terms of service without reading them or being able to act upon them, are very sensitive about the intimacy and the privacy. Mm. And so what happens in the end is that this, you can see the general rating of the website, which is the average of all the points that the service had.
It does, and like Wikipedia, I guess it's designed to correct itself because, as you say, you've got users on the site that are quite similar to Wikipedia editors who, through the forum, collectively decide how the history is summarized. And you've also developed a browser extension, which is really helpful for users and for listeners out there who might want to go and look at adding this to their online privacy arsenal. It's called TOS Back. And and really what this allows is users to track terms and service changes over time. So it really is adding a bit of convenience as well. Have you seen an increased interest in what you're doing following the particular story around Cambridge Analytica and some of the data privacy hacks that we've been witnessing lately? It certainly is front and center of the conversation here in South Africa.
Well, yes, of course, we've seen it. It's interesting because interest over terms of service was still important was important in 2012, because when the project started, a lot of people supported the project. We made a crowdfunding at that time, and it got really well. And since then, well, the project evolved differently, but the thing that didn't change was the interest of the people. And that was the reason also why Hugo called me to try to join the project, is that people were still sending emails, were still contacting us through Twitter or other social media platforms. And the feeling was that we couldn't just let this project die without trying it a second time. And after this Cambridge Analytica scandal, we have seen a raise of interest over the fine print of the internet, considering that people were realizing that what they were clicking and accepting had a real impact on their lives and on the world. Yeah, yeah. Because Cambridge Analytica had an impact on each and every one of us.
Well, I mean, it just it shows the dangers of ignoring some of those T's and C's, and heightened users to some of the online risks. Christopher, really interesting chatting to you, and it certainly looks like a technology that might have uses that go beyond just this as well, but we're going to have to leave it there.
Okay.
That was Christopher Taleb, lead developer and project manager at TOSDR, with the terms and conditions you should be reading in this week's Digital Economy slot.